so I'm Jerry, and this is the first episode of my podcast, and this is my best friend,
Cynthia,
and today we're going to be talking about communication skills. So first, let's start with the first question. Why is communication important?
Communication would be important because if you're working with others, like with your classmates or your peers, you would need to communicate how you feel on certain things and talk about, like, decisions.
Also, if you have, like, a conflict with someone, it's really important to communicate that instead of, like, being typical middle schoolers. Because I feel like...
it would be easier to communicate your skills, yeah, instead of arguing, because arguing with someone doesn't take you anywhere, and just communicating about them and just, like,
yeah,
being...
and necessarily, like... communicating, it will bring you back to good terms, but it will resolve the issue. Yeah. Okay, so how can I effectively communicate with others?
You would be able to, like, you could just start off a random conversation in, like, the work process, and then you could just, like, talk to them about things.
Okay. I don't know how I communicate.
Every single person communicates differently, whether it be, like, through, like, speaking their feelings or just joking around with them. Everyone communicates things differently.
Okay. Let's bring it back to me, okay? How do I communicate? Because you... be completely honest.
Wait, like, everyone has different...
No. How do I communicate?
You could be a little feisty sometimes, but, like, you overall, like, you get the message through and help people understand it.
Yeah. Okay, can I say for you? No.
No.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what are our strengths and weaknesses as a communicator.
Everyone has, like, strengths and weaknesses no matter what as a communicator, but, like, some of my strengths would be, like, if you're talking to me, I'll try my best to communicate, my weaknesses would be sometimes I say things how I'm trying not to say them, and they come off as the wrong way. Same. So then I have to explain myself continuously.
For me, it's like, whenever I'm trying to get a message through, people take it as if I'm saying it in a different way. Like, for example, if I'm talking to someone, they'll be like, why are you talking in an attitude? And then I'm like, I'm not talking in an attitude. This is actually how I talk.
Every single person has a strength and a weakness no matter what. They could be the world's greatest, like, communicator, but either way, they'll still have that one little weakness that is gonna, like, come up in certain situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then last question. What is my relationship between leadership, communication, and promotion and marketing?
My relationship would be that, like, I'm not the best communicator. I'm not the best at, like, promoting things or communicating. But, like, one way or another, the way that I communicate, I could get things through. But, like, just making jokes about it or, like, just, like, being outspoken about it.
On the other hand, with me, it depends on what I'm communicating about, because if I'm like mad, I'll be either yelling or I won't say anything at all. And with promoting and marketing, I don't know. I don't know. But I think it's just really important that, like, overall we just communicate how you feel.
It's important to just communicate, whether it be, like, your feelings or whether it be, like, on group projects, because you have to, like, make sure everyone has a say in it and make sure that nobody's being left out on the project.
Yeah. Also, not just students, like, everyone around us. You have to make sure that everyone is heard.
Students, teachers, staff.
Parents, sometimes. And that concludes our episode. So, thank you, Cynthia. And bye.
Bye.